This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop.
And let's start with our reporters and analysts on the front lines, our chief White House correspondent, John Carl, senior justice correspondent, Pierre Thomas, our chief global affairs anchor, Martha Raddatz, and Republican strategist, Alex Castellanos, also an analyst for ABC News. Welcome to all of you. John Carl, I have to give you credit. Most of the White House didn't know this was coming. You got the first inkling on Tuesday morning.
This may have been the closest held presidential decision that we have seen of the Trump presidency. Only a handful of aides knew this. I asked Sean Spicer about it during the press briefing that day. It was clear the White House press office had no idea what was coming. And George, this, of all the craziness, of all the tension we have seen over the course of this presidency so far, this was the tensest week that I have seen at the White House. Because even before this, you had rumors of a big staff shakeup coming, senior folks in the White House not sure their jobs were secure. But the real frustration for especially Republicans on Capitol Hill is there was a sense going into this week that the president may have turned the ship. Health care reform was passed, at least in the House, and they were preparing for what is a very ambitious and, I believe, well-organized, well-thought-out, well-conceived foreign trip, the first foreign trip for the president.
But then you get to these questions of credibility as well. We had that 36 to 48 hours where you had Sean Spicer, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Kellyanne Conway, the vice president, all going out and saying this is all about Attorney General, Deputy Attorney General Ron Rosenstein. The president said those same things to members of Congress.
He did, and clearly there was a major shift here that I believe was driven by the fact that there was fear that Rod Rosenstein could resign, because he was clearly upset with the idea that it was being pinned on him. But George, I am told that there were talking points prepared in this very small group. There were talking points prepared even before Rosenstein was asked to write that memo, talking points about why Comey should be fired in the White House, prepared by White House staff.
The small
very
group,
different set of reasons.
The small group is Don McGahn, the White House counsel, Reince Priebus to some extent,
yes.
Jared Kushner, anyone else?
And the vice president.
And the vice president. Pierre.
Well, you know, welcome to D.C. politics, right? And this is what we the people, you know, what we're hearing about. And even for, you know, those who are supporting Trump all the way, they admit that this was pretty screwball-y. And you got to go to the top and look to, you know, the president here in terms of, you know, did he shift gears and not let his staff know? And supposedly the staff only became aware of the firing of Comey about an hour before. Well, how are you going to, you know, make things happen and get this thing together in an hour's time, especially when you're being so heavily scrutinized as Donald Trump is being scrutinized? But I'll tell you, you know, I go back to that, Scott, that whole axiom of having a fair chance to win. You know, I feel for the communication staff for what was thrust upon them. And then suddenly, I mean, it's almost like maybe not quite as bad, but credibility is lost. You know, kind of like Susan Rice, where you go out there and they tell you, OK, here's the narrative. And then, you know, then they change courses on you and go, what video? I don't know. I mean, it's unfortunate because, like you said, and like Stephanopoulos said, all appearances were that, you know, the president was going into a good week, had accomplished some things, getting ready for this foreign trip, which, you know, on all indications, you know, he's really made some, you know, unexpected gains there on the international level. And so you're thinking, okay, well, he's going to go and be able to connect internationally, and this will, you know, continue to prove to those never Trumpers that, you know, Trump's doing a good job, and may not be absolutely perfect. He stumbles here and there for somebody who hasn't had experience, but some of these basic communication things, and again, I guess the question that I still have for the president is, why did you feel like you had to move right then? Why the expediency to fire James Comey? That's still a big question that hangs for me, but of course, the process That's where the details are, and that's where people are a bit concerned and not feeling comfortable about it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up. Stay right here.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You are, I imagine, as an intelligence professional, even though you're retired, in touch with people in the intelligence community. Without getting into names or the like, what's been the impact in the intelligence community of the firing of James Comey?
Well, I think at large, there is concern about it. I do know that it came as a great shock to, and it was very disturbing to FBI employees. I spoke to one last night at a dinner that was quite upset about it. And I think that reflects the feeling, widespread feeling in the FBI. I'm fairly familiar with the Bureau, worked with it for a long time, and I have a relationship with the Bureau through our domestic DNI reps and through the overseas legal attachés, and I'm pretty familiar with the Bureau and its people. It's a national treasure, and it's very disturbing to me that the negative morale impact that this event has had. I mean, people had issues, I'm sure, with Director Comey's some of his decisions. That's fine. People took issue with decisions I made. That's part of the deal. But I think as far as his stature as a leader and his integrity, people are very upset about the way he was treated.
You know, interesting, because you hear this, both ways. Here's James Clapper, former United States Director of National Intelligence, representing. And he kind of touched on, some of the conflict that, Comey had in the FBI. Because we also heard, Scott, last week that the FBI was not in the highest of morale under James Comey. So it's like, okay, let's not get this thing over politicized, because what this is all circling back to, and what the Democrats are insisting, is what President Trump kind of handed to them, and that is support for the narrative that the president wanted to preempt or obstruct the investigation being conducted by the FBI by cutting off the head of the FBI, right?
That's what they're running with. But it doesn't make sense, because now people are talking about it even more. I mean, they're talking about it even more. So if you're trying to obstruct it, wouldn't you rather keep Comey around, so that way you knew the person that you were dealing with, and because now they're talking about a special investigator and stuff coming in to look at the stuff, and so that way we can get to the bottom of this. So it's a talking point on everybody that they start talking. So if he wanted to really obstruct it, this doesn't really work.
No, it doesn't. And the other thing, too, that disturbs me is that some of these congressmen and senators are so quick to ask for a special prosecutor and going, wait, well, what is your job? You know, you guys are conducting these investigations. You know, if we need to have a special prosecutor for everything, well, you know, and that might be a good argument, is why don't you guys stay out of the investigation business? That's not your job. We'll have people who are investigators look into this. And all you have to worry about is just getting the report and making a decision based on what that report, you know, goes. Or just go through the process like normal. And that is, you know, the FBI, which is what they should have done with Hillary Clinton, for example, is, you know, cite their reasons and hand the case over to the attorney general and let the attorney general decide, are they going to move forward with an indictment? Are they going to, you know, seat a grand jury over it and get down to it? But a special prosecutor, it's like, man, when you say special prosecutor, it's like here goes millions of dollars of the people's money. And you wonder, you go, okay, is this, you know, the best spent thing? But the other thing, too, I like is that if you're going to go ahead and do it, let's just do the whole enchilada. Let's just look into voter fraud and everything all at the same time, right? Don't you think that would have appropriate application?
Well, I don't think one side is really clamoring for that.
Well, of course not. Yeah, but I'm just saying, you know, in all fairness, I mean, if we want to know and understand what's going on, you know, as to what was the extent of interference by the Russians, but you've had the analysts, the experts, people in intelligence saying, you know, they didn't alter, you know, yeah, I mean, they interfered, but did they alter the results? And there's no proof of this. And here we are, what, 9 months down the road, we've got a president who's trying to, you know, find out how to be, you know, it's like on-the-job training here, which is, you know, pretty much the case with anybody that goes in the Oval Office, right?
But even that is, again, how they report these things is weird. Because they'll say, well, we've found no link. We've found no link to the president in Russia. And then they throw in that word, yet.
Yes.
So is there a chance that that's there? Well, you put yet there, and of course there's a chance. There's a chance for anything. But that doesn't do anything to clear up anything. All you have to do is say, currently we have found no link between the president and Russia.
Well, at some point you would think you cut your loss. You say, okay, we've exhausted what we have right now, and let's move on. I mean, because you cannot have, I guess I'm arguing against this ongoing investigation that's taking place, you know, compared to other scandals that have happened in previous administrations. Of course, Watergate is the primary comparative here. You know, there was a lot more information that was known by this time in terms of number of months. I mean, people were already indicted. They were, you know, in jail, this sort of thing. Here, nothing of the sort is happening. And meanwhile, what is being lost is, oh, yeah, what about Mike Flynn? I mean, that big felony. I mean, you know, they ran over Mike Flynn like roadkill, you know. And he's like, you know, we don't need to deal with them. And, you know, or maybe later on if we get hungry, we'll go back and pick him up and maybe put him on the Barbie. But for right now, I mean, he just stepped right over his pumpkin head. And, boy, they're just going for the Oval Office. It's pretty crazy that the one thing, you know, the big felony in this whole deal is Mike Flynn. And all that is lost. And maybe that's all part of the, you know, the offense or the defense of, you know, the anti-Trumpers is, hey, look at, you know, if we go after Trump, we stay on Trump, you know, forget about the Mike Flynn deal. It matters so little, but it's like, wait a minute, you know. And meanwhile, the leaks just keep coming, you know, throughout this deal. And I imagine Donald Trump is just beside himself because as a CEO and as somebody who operates his business, likes to operate his business pretty well close to the vest, you know, when you're in D.C. and, you know, as we've said before, where leaks are the economy of the day, and that's the exchange. Boy, I'll tell you, if they can get any kind of information out, and of course, right now what we're hearing is the Trump administration is in tatters, that Trump is looking to fire everybody. You know, he's going to be the spokesperson, and he's going to be everything you hear right now. And like I said, I feel for the communications people because I don't think they had a fair chance to win here. the way this thing was rolled out. Again, you know, my question to Mr. Trump is, you know, why so fast? Why did you have it to do it then? That's not clear to me. And maybe if I understood that, maybe I might understand why he chose to do things the way he did. Well, the conversation continues. This is Bill Martinez live.
You are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition. Nutrition that gets in.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
For more information and the interviews you love, go to BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Of course, one of the big things outside of Trump that people were talking about was this ransom attack, this ransomware. I think it's what WannaCry ransomware that supposedly affected 99 countries. The Chinese, now I've heard numbers have been escalating. I was reading numbers over 20,000 attacks there just in China alone. Now they're saying about 40,000 And, of course, when it comes to cyber, we've got to talk to our cyber expert. Michael Doherty is with us on the phone, direct from the Queen's Palace. He's hanging over there. I mean, what's going on? Are you trying to see if, you know, the Queen's going to turn over the reins of power over to her son, or what's going on?
I don't have enough class to even clean their bathroom, so I don't think I'll be over there. Okay. But I am at the British Museum at the Global Cybersecurity Conference. Those people will talk to me.
Well, that's great. Well, hey, perfect timing, huh? I imagine they're all abuzz over this thing. I mean, ransomware has been, as we've talked about before, Michael, has been running rapid. I think there was a hospital in Los Angeles here recently, $17,000 they were held hostage for. And so this has been something that has been, you know, growing along the way. But this is the first time on an international scale that we've had this kind of attack.
And that's because the original sin here is whoever divulged the NSA back doors a couple months ago. That's where this started. So that is a very powerful centralized agency, of course, that is using vulnerabilities and keeping them secretly open so they can go and research the bad guys. Right. However, their back doors that are not so secret anymore. So Microsoft closed them up. But you can't close things up immediately because we don't have control, right? We don't control of everyone's computer. You have control of your computer.
Right.
And when things happen, that's an insider threat. So once again, it's crime, it's human error, it's human corruption, not some sort of technical flaw. And this is what will be the common thread in cyber crime and cyber vulnerability. It's not going to be machine failure. It's going to be human screw up.
Exactly. Well, and the thing that's so innocuous about this is that, and I thought the other thing you were going to say, why this has perpetuated itself, is that people will do that which they get rewarded for. They've been rewarded for this. They're holding our information hostage. And so what is the recourse? Either you walk away from that information, and surprisingly, you know, some of the basics, some of these companies are being exposed big time because there's no backup. So it's not like they can, you know, they can go to a backup. I mean, they're literally held hostage, and like this one hospital, and they had no choice but to pay $17,000. Well, if these guys figure out that this is easy money, it's like let's go to phase two. And they're saying that this one here, as widespread as this was, and as much money as it generated, this is a pittance compared to what their next phase will be.
Well, that's true, but. Look, the unique thing about this was it's the NSA that had openings everywhere. So obviously that makes it broad. I don't think that's going to be so common, but it's going to take something like that. Then 17,000 chump change to a hospital, it would be looking at millions in fines. Mm. And we're never going to have perfection. We just aren't for several years at least until we kill this stuff at the root. This has been because we built this technological beast for the first time ever. And you learn by walking into walls and failing.
Yeah.
And no matter what you do, human error is a problem. And technology has centralized all this information in one big place. Mm-hmm. And you know what else? If you're an expert in one type of industry, you now have to be an expert in technology too. Everyone with a workstation has got to be an expertise. And now I have to wear two hats of mastery.
Exactly.
That's never happened before.
No, that's a good point.
Expensive stuff.
Yeah. So, Michael, what do you know? What does Main Street have to do? You know, the every man who's getting hit for $300, you know, held hostage on this ransomware. What do we have to do in order to, you know, protect ourselves?
Well, I think it's Bitcoin, so it might be even a little bit more than that. And you know, for those people, it is a forget justice cost value analysis because we really don't know who the bad perpetrator is. So I hate to break it to you, but if you go down to your police station and make a report. Maybe you can do that to get insurance money, but you're not going to get the police going after whoever it is if they're in another country or someplace else. We'll find that out later. Mm-hmm. So even on occasion, there has been recommendations to pay it. Now, a friend of mine, Stefan O'Malley, who's actually all over Italy right now today, is saying, don't pay it, don't pay it. And, you know, this is a choice you have, and you have to learn. One, you got to update everything, but this isn't really the fault of people not updating because some updates can crash you. The big thing is if you have Windows XP or you have Windows 2000 and those old operating systems, Many people do, because if you just use your computer for basic stuff and not serving the net that much, you probably think it's fine. Those updates weren't automatic, but they got one out, they pull one out. So you got to go do that immediately. So if you're within earshot of me right now, you should be checking your Windows workstations and checking the recent updates and going to Windows and Microsoft and getting the latest updates for 2000 XP if you've got that.
Mm-hmm. Well, there it is. I mean, those are some good ideas. Now, in terms of how widespread this was, Michael, you know, we talked about China. Germany was attacked. It created some chaos on their train, as you reported. Also, the Russian government hit, huh?
Oh, yeah, and they didn't like that. You know, there's so much for the so much for reality striking into the face of the democratic self-interest lying narrative.
Right.
That's another note.
Yeah, right.
But also, India's got their has closed a lot of ATMs proactively. And is requiring them they did not tell them to close the ATMs. The agency there just said you must be updating your Microsoft software operating systems. And many banks in India in the past hour have closed the ATMs instead of lose them. So, you know, it's a good, unfortunately, it's a chilling real-time episode of we don't know what we don't know.
Yes.
It was bad. It could have been way worse. We don't know how it will morph. It's kind of like a cancer tumor. You don't know how it's going to metastasize or morph or change.
Mm-hmm.
And the way to do it is just to keep ahead of your updates. And
right.
It's always good to back up your software someplace else and your data other than your workstation and then keep that offline.
Exactly.
You know, whether it's a service or something automatic that goes offline. Because that takes the value of your data away. They don't want your data for themselves. They want your data so that you'll pay to get it back.
Exactly.
If you already got it someplace else, you can tell them to go pound sand.
Right. Yeah, and then you're up and running again. Also, regarding your password, don't use the John Podesta password, okay?
No, don't use John Podesta, but do not have faith in the DNC when it comes to cybersecurity.
Right, exactly. Yeah, don't follow his lead there, you know. So because they'll be glad, you know, to take advantage. So here you are, you're in London for this big conference. Now I got to imagine this is going to go to the top of the agenda, which when all this was set up, was certainly an important line item, but not the line item, right?
Well, I got to tell you, you look at the agenda, and it was very fortuitous. This is the Global Cybersecurity Conference, and it's all these big top heads of major corporations and then small entrepreneurs in tech like me and the British government and Homeland Security. It is a great conference, and they're already focusing on international cooperation, global cybersecurity, where are our weaknesses. This is just going to make everybody sharpen their pencils and pay red-hot attention. And a weird way, it couldn't be at a better time. And it's at the British Museum. It's called CINET, the Security Innovation Network that I belong. I belong to the Security Innovation Network. And we meet in Washington, in New York, in Silicon Valley, and in London four times a year. So,
well, I don't want you to be late for your tea. So, again, we appreciate you, you know, joining us this morning. So that, yeah, exactly. So that we can get caught up, and I look forward for an update, you know, coming live from London at this conference. Michael Dougherty, senior writer for Cyber Defense Magazine, board member at Snoopwall, the global leader in affordable breach prevention, author of The Devil Inside the Beltway. Michael, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it, buddy. Be safe.
Hey, take care, Bill.
Oh, you got it. Just about 29 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop us an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.
This report is brought to you by Merck. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have called it a silent killer. Chronic hepatitis C virus affects 3.5 million Americans, and U.S. veterans are three times as likely to be infected as the general population. Dr. Eric Lawitz, a veteran and physician at the Texas Liver Institute in San Antonio, is teaming up with Merck to urge veterans to talk to their doctor about Hep C.
Chronic hepatitis C can have serious consequences. If left untreated, there's a high risk of liver damage, including liver failure or liver cancer. Even though it can be detected by a simple blood test from your doctor, about half of those infected don't even know it. But thanks to recent medical advances, people with this disease have treatment options.
If you are a veteran, don't wait. Talk with your doctor about chronic Hep C today.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's about time someone had the courage to say it. Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, it is the name that is spoken in the corners of the world that fear the truth, because that's what we do. We pursue the truth no matter where it leads. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Martinez here. Dr. Gerard Lomero is back with us, author, philosopher, economist, and engineer, author of four books, popular TV and talk radio show guest. So it's always good to have him here. Dr. Lomero, good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here with you. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's great to be with you. You have a wonderful show that people love across the country.
Well, thank you so much. Very kind of you. Hey, let's talk about what everybody was talking about this weekend. Since President Trump decided that, Comey was some hot potato, I still can't figure out why such a hot potato, but that he had to fire him so quickly to such a point that he was so far ahead of his entire team. That's one thing about Dr. Lomero, you understand this more than anybody, being a philosopher and all, is that when you're leading a parade, it's important that you make sure that, especially when you're in front, that you got people following and they're within range to hear your voice, right?
Yeah. I think that the problem Trump faces here is the fact he's used to being CEO, and CEO in the business world is synonymous with dictator. Yeah. In the sense that you make the final decision, things have to happen, and your subordinates fall in line. I mean, I worked for a large corporation, you probably know that, Fortune 100 company, and I worked near the top, and I saw it happening all the time. The CEO really gets to call the shots, and everybody normally falls in line. And I think you're seeing some of that style running into the normal political world that a president lives in, and some conflict there.
Yeah, it's got to be some brain damage for him because this is not, this isn't a privately held company. He had to be aware of this, and if anything, he should have learned in the first 100 days is especially considering the sentiment, the anti-sentiment toward him, is that he's going to be scrutinized at every turn. And you're exactly right. I mean, you know, everybody has to get lockstep in these major corporations because, after all, your paycheck's at risk, right?
Absolutely. And not only that, your whole life is at risk. You can get reassigned to Antarctica or somewhere.
Right,
you know,
exactly.
Equivalent, you know.
Yes.
And I think that's a part of it. And I don't fully understand, you know, why the situation has been this rough for him, you know, that he wouldn't have been able to recognize this coming in. But, you know, there were three or four previous presidents that came out of a business background, and I've studied the presidency a lot. That's really one of my areas of interest, along with computer modeling. And I found that over the years, those few business people who became president who had a strong business background always had trouble in the office, and I think that's where it goes back to.
Well, and especially as you come in as a change maker, you're bucking a bureaucracy that's been established for decades. It is so well-oiled and entrenched, and you're going to come in and turn tables upside down, pick no bones about it, because they know, this bureaucracy knows how inefficient they are. I mean, we're $20 trillion in debt. Just in a real quick glance, they see that there are 18 agencies in charge of, you know, these different aspects of government, and there's all this duplicative waste, you know, we're talking, you know, billions of dollars here that are involved. I mean, even James Coburn, the retired senator who used to do his annual waste book, pointed before he left the Senate that there was over $450 billion, half a trillion dollars in duplicative waste. And do you think these agencies are willing to, you know, vacate that stuff? Not in a heartbeat. And on top of that, what makes it worse, and you love this, I mean, having worked with a Fortune 100 company, Gerard, is that nobody was in charge.
Yeah.
There's nobody accountable. I mean, you know, it's
exactly.
Like, are you kidding me?
Exactly. And these are huge numbers. You know, people are staggered at what they really, you know, mean. These numbers are way beyond most people's comprehension. You know, you can't think of spending $1 billion. I mean, just think if somebody handed you $1 billion, you know.
Right.
You can't even imagine how to spend it. It's so large.
Well, there's a lot of wives out there who know how to spend it, and I'm picking on wives, and I'm going to get in trouble for that.
I wouldn't go in that direction if I were you.
But there's a lot of people out there that couldn't spend $1 billion. We'll put it at that, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you can send
your emails to Dr. Lamera, okay? And he'll talk to me off air later, that's for sure.
I was going to say, really what Trump has run up against in his attempt to improve the country is the reality that the establishment in Washington is established with one purpose, I really think, and that is to get reelected. I mean, their focus is on fundraising, it's on reelection, and in recent decades, it's moved more toward, you know, how much do we give to this group or that group, or how much do we cave in to this request or that request, and it's sort of like almost buying votes, you know, buying the support of people.
Right.
You know, they're established lobbyists and lobbying organizations, even among groups that you'd never expect. Small groups have to have their own lobbying efforts to
because
make sure they get their
that's the paradigm.
Vote.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's the rules of play. If you want to play the Beltway game, you got that's the ante of the whole game. Now, relevant to Comey. The question you asked was, why was Comey fired? And why was he in your analysis? What really happened?
Well, boy, it's the strangest thing around, you know, the timing and everything else. I don't think it has anything to do with the Russians, because that investigation's been going on forever, and they still don't have one shred of evidence that anything was colluded between the Russians and the Trump campaign. They have a couple of contacts, you know, here and there that they made some phone calls or something, but that's kind of normal among an incoming administration and the rest of the world to start communicating with them. And I don't think that even though they have actual phone call tapes and that sort of thing, that they have any evidence that there's any quid pro quo going on, any funny things, or that anything happened. Because it goes back, the surveillance to October 2015. That was before Trump even was close to being nominated.
Exactly.
So no real evidence there, but the continued, ongoing issues. Like, for example, the administration was very upset with Comey over the fact he was dragging his feet on the unmasking information. You know, unmasking is something that happens when an American loses their privacy, so to speak. And there were about 2,000 unmaskings that happened in 2016, which is triple 2015.
Exactly.
And one of the things that the Trump administration want to know is the facts behind each unmasking, so they could evaluate, was Obama playing political tricks?
And there's lots of smoke there. I mean, before he exits, he opens up the door to give this information to more people. I mean, he opened it up exponentially. So instead of a very tight group of people having this information, now all of a sudden it's spread out. Like Dr. Farkas said, she was, they were afraid somehow this information was going to get lost in transit. Give me a break. You know, this was perpetrated. There was reason. These were landmines that the former president. But, you know, of course, this all looks pretty clear. And I know we're still a bit speculative on this. But when you follow the process and then, let's bring in Susan Rice into the situation, you go, what a mess.
Yeah, absolutely. But let me tie it back to Comey.
Okay.
Congress felt, and the administration, that he was not producing the information on the unmasking. It is one of the most heavily documented classified activities. They have to really document an unmasking, and he was not giving that information to the administration or Congress. They didn't like that.
Well, and this is some of the information, in terms of a clear narrative. And this is what's been bothersome, is that, here Trump is basically kind of put his communication team on timeout, it would seem, especially with that interview with Lester Holt. And it's like, boy, I mean, he's just contradicting everybody, so it makes it difficult here. So as we wrap things up, what's the big takeaway, Dr. Lamero, after all is said and done here?
Well, he's going to appoint somebody soon, and that person's going to have a difficult time getting through the Senate because they're a roadblock for everything.
Exactly. Well, they're going to insist on an independent investigator, aren't they?
Yeah, absolutely.
You got it. And Dr. Lamero, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Gerard.
Hello. I'm Dr. Chira Curry, a board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. Every day, I see many patients whose lives would be enriched by hearing aids, but who simply cannot afford the thousands of dollars needed to pay for them. I made it my mission to find a way to manufacture medical-grade, affordable hearing aids. Working with other doctors and audiologists, I developed the MD Hearing Aid Air, which costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids.
See how the MD Hearing Aid Air can help you once again enjoy conversations, even in noisy places. Call 1-800-416-1526 to speak with one of their trained specialists. Reconnect with your life with MD Hearing Aid's affordable quality hearing solutions at a fraction of the cost of custom hearing aids. Right now, take advantage of their exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-416-1526. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-416-1526.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Emails direct. NSA free to Bill at BillMartinezLive.com.
Yeah, you got to get and take advantage of it while you can. Well, it's still free. Welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Dan Hooten is with us, founder, executive chair of the Taylor Hooten Foundation, founded the Taylor Hooten Foundation in 2004, the year following the loss of his youngest son, Taylor. Since founding this organization, Don has become the leading national spokesman on the issues of appearance and performance-enhancing drugs, what we're talking about specifically, anabolic steroids, dietary supplements, HGH, and so on. And this is the increasing use by our nation's youth. Don, welcome to Bill Martinez Live.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Don, I am so sorry that you had to experience and go through what you and your family went through in the loss of Taylor. And for you, to found this foundation in your son's name is healing in some regards, but it's also something that I'm sure many parents are grateful for what you're doing in Taylor's name.
Yeah, Bill, we feel called to do this. I wish somebody would have done this before we lost Taylor, because like most parents, even the parents that are listening to us right now, they're completely oblivious to what these kids are doing in a whole lot of respects. Mm-hmm. But in the respects of appearance and performance enhancing drugs, we've got 7% of our children, our high school kids, that admit to using this stuff. And I'm not talking about just 7% of athletes. I'm talking about 7% of the total population of kids. That means you got a high school with 2,000 kids in it. Do the math. You got 140 kids walking the hallways, admitting to using things like anabolic steroids in a school where if you talk to the teachers or the administrators, the coach will go to great lengths to deny that they have any problem there. So we're trying to raise awareness about how big the problem is, and in working with the medical community and the athletic community and others to try to get this problem under control.
Well, you got over 4 million Americans are using anabolic steroids, to your point, and as you say, including 7% of high school students. And it's not just the athletes, which I thought was quite interesting. Now, I can understand the athletic connection, because that's been going on for quite a while, in the same way as it does in the pros, even though they've said you cannot use it and, you know, that sort of thing. But how do you get these people, you know, to the size that they become, especially when you're talking about football players and in other sports, without using some form of anabolic steroids?
You know, Bill, on the appearance side, when you think about it, of course, most people haven't thought about it. We think about it all the time, but when you think about it, it's happened fairly naturally. You've got a bunch of boys, which is where this problem started, athletes that are using this stuff to make the football or baseball or other sporting teams. And in doing so, they get bigger, they look better, they look healthier, and in this case, the girls start paying attention to them. Well, the other guys walking the hallways get the clue pretty quickly. If that's exactly what it takes to get the attention of the girls,
yes,
they're going to do it too. And we're to the point now where it's estimated that 80% of the users of these drugs are not athletes at all. They're just doing this stuff to become more attractive. It's crazy.
Well, it's, you know, like in sports, if the playing field has been altered, and in order to compete, in this case, whether it's for girls or on the football field or any other sports activity, you know, nobody likes to lose, and as competitive as you become, especially in an athletic deal, and you would say even in the hallways of these high schools where these kids are competing for the women, as you say. It would seem to follow, but this epidemic that has hit our high schools is incredible, and people are just terribly unaware.
Well, completely unaware, and unaware how dangerous these drugs can be. And in our case, we lost Taylor to suicide. The depression that comes along, especially when a user's coming off of it, but that is unusual. But what is usual are serious cardiovascular and kidney and liver problems. A lot of these maladies don't show up until these kids get older. But of course, at 16 or 17 years old, they, you know, appear to be oblivious to all that. That's just not important to them, but it's slowly taking their lives. They'll pay the price at some point.
Well, Don, anabolic steroids, for some parents, they hear about it, it's not much is said. They may still be in the dark about it. Explain to them what anabolic steroids, what they do.
Well, anabolic steroids are just various forms of testosterone. And when administered by a doctor for legitimate medical reasons, these are miracle drugs. But when misused, or when the kids are taking counterfeit steroids that are coming in from China, they're garbage in and of themselves. These kids are taking them in excessive amounts, and as I asked the kids, I said, "You think, guys, when you inject yourself with a muscle building substance, the only muscles that get bigger are the ones you can see on the outside of the body?" And of course, the answer to that question is an obvious no. The most important muscle in your body, your heart, is getting bigger, and as a heart gets bigger, it does not get stronger, it gets weaker. And that's just one of the many things that the steroids are doing to the body. And in addition, there's a whole lot of psychological impacts. I mean, everybody knows the term roid rage.
Yes, right.
Well, roid rage is real, I'm here to tell you.
Exactly. Now, with Taylor, did your family notice and understand that he was on anabolic steroids?
Not until the very end, Bill. We had, in hindsight, once we became educated, we looked back and we saw all of the physical and emotional signs and symptoms, but we had no idea what was causing the problems. And we took him even to several doctors who were unable to diagnose the problem. And to address that, we're dealing with the medical community. We had a forum in Washington just 3 weeks ago, 14 years after losing Taylor, and there are still no medical protocols to deal with users of things like anabolic steroids, and we're working hard to try to change that.
How about running a blood panel on our kids? Do we get the information there?
Well, it's a urine sample is how you find it. But as we learned the hard way, Bill, if a doctor doesn't ask specifically when he asks for a drug panel to be run, if he doesn't ask specifically for an extra test to look for anabolic steroids, that is not part of a standard drug battery. And our family physician missed it when we had Taylor tested for drugs.
So this is one of the messages that you're putting out to the medical community, that this should be a part of the package. It should be academic. You know, it goes along with it. You know, so that, you know, parents are aware of what is going on. I mean, it's tough enough, raising a teenager. I mean, hormones, you know, are flying all over the place and, you know, moods are flying all over the place. And, you know, having raised five teenagers myself, it's crazy time. And you're trying to figure out, okay, what are we doing here? I mean, in a lot of ways, it's an unfair fight. And it really is if you don't know that your child is ingesting something that is contributing to the insanity. And because meanwhile, you're going to write it off and say, well, you know, they're just teenagers. They're just going through, you know, they'll be okay, you know.
Bill, you just summarized the problem as well as I could. It's hard to pull this out, and we're working with one arm tied behind our back. Number one, we're unaware as parents that the problem exists or how to identify it. But worse, we do notice a change. We take them to the family physician like we did or to an orthopedic surgeon. You're trying to find out, you know, what's causing these changes. And I just say it as a statement of fact that doctors have not been trained to deal with this problem. And, we're trying to make that happen. It's still going to take a number of years to bring it into practice, but at least we feel like we've got the ball rolling.
Well, the other thing, Don, when you and I were growing up, we didn't have to deal with this stuff. You know, our parents didn't have to look into, you know, our lives run blood tests. I mean, you know, there's drugs abounding. I mean, beyond anabolic steroids, we have drugs. I mean, you're always hearing about opioid abuse and this drug abuse that has been on the increase throughout this country of ours. And parents are, we're just ill prepared to deal with this. And we feel like, well, are we violating the privacy of our child? I mean, we get so overly compassionate that we let logic go out the window. And then on top of that, these kids have learned in school, well, you know, hey, there's a privacy act and you can't ask for that. And you have to have my signature and, you know, this sort of thing that comes into play. So there's all these legal issues and it makes it that much more difficult, Don. So what do we do about that?
Well, we've got to begin by educating ourselves, and that's one of the primary functions of our foundation is educating people to, number one, be aware of the problem, and number two, how to identify it. But the most important thing that I wish we had done was get out of our cocoon and recognize that the young man or young woman living in your home is capable of doing this. We look at our kids, you know, that they're making good grades, they're otherwise normally behaved and displaying, you know, symptoms of good character, and it is just beyond our ability to conceive that you know, our little darling could be involved in some of this activity. And it, you know, that's the way we thought at the time, and it wound up costing us our son's life. Naivete is terrible.
Well, Don, I am so sorry for your loss, and I am grateful for what you've been putting into the Taylor Hooten Foundation here. How can people be in touch with you for more information?
Leave the folks with two things. Number one, come to our website, which is taylorhooten.org. And number two, there's a brand new book that's just out on Amazon called Suicide Squeeze, and it's the story of two young men, including Taylor, who lost their lives to anabolic steroids
and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.